Victor Davis Hanson, In a Fair and Just World, Trump Would Be Winner. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 9, 2020. Dr. Victor Davis Hanson told Breitbart News Sunday on November 8 that in a fair and just world, President Trump would be rewarded for his many great accomplishments with a showing of overwhelming support at the ballot box. He added, "But not the way these elections are run." Host Jill Polack highlighted that Trump supporters showed up 70 million strong for the November 3, 2020 election, then added, "The Republicans turned out supporters, and the Democrats turned out envelopes." Hanson responded, "There was massive voter fraud. I believe that. But, nonetheless, this shouldn't even have been close. The margins in places like Michigan or Wisconsin, even Minnesota or Pennsylvania, given what he had done for the country." Hanson observed, "But who did Trump have in his corner? Maybe talk radio, maybe Breitbart, maybe half of the Fox team. Maybe not. Hoover Institution was not for him, National Review was against him. Most of the mainstream Republican establishment was against him. Big tech was against him. Wall Street was against him. Big money, the universities, professional sports, entertainment, everybody was against him, yet he overcame all that, almost." He said, "In a fair and just world, people have probably found a way to show support, but now the way these elections are run. When you have, in my district, 85% mail-in ballots and only 15% are showing up at the polls. And we know what happened in 2018, with massive voter fraud in here in California in the 21st district, it's something we've never seen before. And let's not even get into the question of a state like Georgia adopting an entirely new computer system that was subject to malware and problems with glitches, not 6 months before the election." Hanson likened Trump to a hero from classic westerns who fights valiantly and consistently, righting wrongs and calling out bad actors, eventually keeping the fight up longer than the townspeople can endure. He used the image of the people eventually drawing up into the fetal position, putting their hands over their ears and asking for someone to make it all go away. He explained that this was the people saying, they don't care how it goes away, they just couldn't take it anymore. There were just so many things that Trump fought that people said wrongly, I think that I want a break from all this. There is a great scene in High Noon when Gary Cooper goes to the townspeople and says, look, all you need to do is back me, and we can stop these people, and they all say, yes, yes. Then they just fade, and he basically says, I'm just going to do it alone, and it's going to benefit them. Then Cooper throws down his badge and says, I gotta get out of here. Hanson added, I'm not saying Trump won't fight this. He'll fight tooth and nail. But there's something about him I think he realizes by now. He was so incredibly successful, and he was such a fighter. And he didn't care what people thought of him, and he understood that. In a tragic way, we don't have a place for him in a society like ours. Maybe we will. Maybe he'll come back, there's always a Western sequel in 2024. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.